This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Bethel City Council has extended several COVID-19 safety measures by another 2 months. The vote last night to do so was unanimous. Extended are the airport testing mandate and mask mandate, and the measure that prevents shutoffs for unpaid water bills. Councilmember Perry Barr also reminded residents of Bethel that the Community Action Grant period is currently open through the end of the month. Community Action Grants can be pursued by either individuals or community organizations that, quote, contribute to the health, welfare, and overall lives of the residents of Bethel, especially its most vulnerable populations. More information on how to apply can be found on the City of Bethel's website. Turning to some good news about the pandemic, the number of coronavirus cases in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is dropping and the number of people receiving the vaccine is on the rise. The decline in COVID cases is significant. Dr. Ellen Hodges, Chief of Staff for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, says cases in the region dropped by 36% over the past 2 weeks, and she attributes the fall to two main factors.
Our bump or increase that we saw post-holiday get-togethers is getting over, you know, so we're sort of going down.
Meanwhile, the number of people getting vaccinated is going up. Over a quarter of the region's total population has been vaccinated. In some villages, Dr. Hodges says almost 80% of the eligible population has received a vaccine.
I mean, it's remarkable to me that we've been able to achieve that.
The vaccine is available to everyone age 16 and older, but a lot of people in the region are under that age. According to census data, over a third of the region's population is below 16. Nearly 29% of the region's total population has received a vaccine. In Bethel, the percentage is higher, at nearly 37%. That's three times greater than the national rate. In the region, about 7,500 people have received one dose of the vaccine. About 4,000 people have received two doses. But we still have a long way to go to get to a safe place with this virus. For about 5 months, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has had the highest coronavirus case rate in the state and one of the highest rates in the nation. But that is going down. And health experts say cases could continue falling as more people are vaccinated. Everyone who receives the vaccine still needs to practice safety precautions like wearing masks and only gathering indoors with household members. Dr. Hodges warns that some people who have been vaccinated in the region later tested positive for the coronavirus. The vaccine is 95% effective, meaning about 1 in 20 people will still get infected after vaccination, but their symptoms are much milder.
Those people, generally speaking, have been very minimally or asymptomatic, which is really good news because that's one of the best things about the vaccine, right, is that it's very effective against severe disease.
Dr. Hodges encourages everyone in the region to sign up with YKHC to be vaccinated.
And the more people who are vaccinated, the faster we can have a return back to our normal life. And we can get our kids back in school and we can start doing the things that everyone wants to do, like go to the gym and visit our loved ones.
You can sign up for a vaccine using an online form. Find the link at the top of KYUK's website. Now in weather, a blizzard is approaching. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the Kuskokwim Delta coast. The advisory is in effect from 3 p.m. today until 6 p.m. tomorrow. The Weather Service forecasts 4 to 8 inches of snowfall and winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour, with blowing snow reducing visibility to a half mile at times. The Weather Service urges caution while traveling. Following the blizzard, on Thursday and Friday, temperatures could jump above freezing, with a high both days at 34 degrees. Lastly, stay tuned after the Yuktoon newscast for coffee at KYUK. The Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race begins Friday. Today on Coffee at KYUK, we're talking with race manager Paul Basil about what to expect with this year's race. I hope you'll join us. Thanks for listening to KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.